Hi there, this is Denise Wakeman, and welcome to Adventures in Visibility. We have a wonderful guest today, a friend and colleague, Sandra DeFreitas. She's in Toronto, and I'm just going to give you a little introduction to her in a second here. But I first want to welcome you, and I am so glad and honored that you're spending some time with us here today. We're going to be talking about WordPress, and you know, it seems like everybody in the world has a WordPress site, but that may not actually be totally true. So if you don't have WordPress, then maybe you'll learn why you want to use WordPress for your blog site. We also have a contest today. We're going to be giving away a copy of Sandra's brand new book, so stay tuned for that. You've got to be live on the show watching in order to win. And then we'll tell you about other ways that you can get it as well. So today, my guest on Adventures in Visibility is Sandra DeFreitas, and I'm going to just do a little bit of reading because I don't want to get it wrong here.
You pronounced my last name right, which is all I could ask for.
Okay, well, you know, I try. That's the most important thing. So Sandra DeFreitas is a top tech coach. She's a speaker, a trainer, author, and an expert in internet technology. She's also the founder of WPBlogSites.com, which is a successful coaching, consulting, and training firm. Sandra is also the author of Does This Blog Site Make My Wallet Look Fat?, which was the spark for having this show today and having Sandra as my guest. It's the third edition that has been just published, and it's just available today. She got it ready just in the nick of time for this interview. So we'll be posting a link to that later in the event in case you want to pick up a copy, which I know that you will want to. I also want to say that Sandra is a stellar event MC. I've had the pleasure of witnessing and experiencing her MC some large events, and she does a great job in getting everybody really excited. And she's got a great sense of humor. She's really funny. So this could be an adventure in visibility where we laugh a lot, because I like that. We like to have fun. So on this Hangout, we're going to be covering why you should be choosing WordPress for your blog site. We're going to talk about getting started, Sandra's favorite plugins, and mine too, if we have time. And also, we're going to be sharing some visibility and traffic tips for you. And as I mentioned, we have a contest. We're going to be giving away a copy of Sandra's brand new third edition of Does This Blog Site Make My Wallet Look Fat? It's a mouthful. So you need to be on live and be waiting for me to give you the instructions on how you can enter today's contest. While you're at it, please follow Sandra on Google Plus. You know, add her to a circle, add her to a tech circle, a WordPress circle, an online marketing circle, whichever, what kind of circles you have for that. So without any more of my blabbing away, I am welcoming Sandra DeFreitas to Adventures in Visibility. I'm so glad we could make this happen today.
Me too. It's always, adventure is like one of my like best words. I love adventure. I hear that and I just get so happy and excited. So, and of course, that's why we adore each other so much.
Yes.
It's all about adventure.
It's all about adventure. And so I just want to say that these adventures in visibility, they really are adventures because sometimes it's an adventure in technology. So today I'm hoping everything goes smoothly. And then now we'll just get started and see how it goes. Yes. So Sandra, you are a huge advocate, huge evangelist for WordPress. You build WordPress sites, you and your team. So what got you started on WordPress and building WordPress sites? Why did you choose WordPress? Because there are other platforms out there.
Yeah, so my very first WordPress site was in January 2007, and I was looking for a platform where I could easily, and I can code in HTML. I've been coding in HTML since, what year would that be? 2005? No, not 2005. When I was in late 90s. So I was already doing blog sites then. So, I was already doing HTML. But even as someone who's learned how to code HTML, like hardcore from you know, Microsoft Notepad over to the FTP, blah, 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 all that techie stuff. I needed something easier, not only for me, but for my clients as well. And at the time, I wanted to build a site where I could sell some digital information products to help other people kind of get to know technology and feel good about it and not cry about it. And so I wanted a system where I could put the products in. Each of those products have their own page or post, and then I wanted search functionality. So I actually had someone on my team, and I said, this is what I want. She said, you really need to look into WordPress. And this was like the second person that told me I need to look into WordPress. So I thought, all right, I better go look. And I fell in love with it. You know, with WordPress, you can customize so much. You can add so many things onto it. The way I describe WordPress, it's like vanilla ice cream. And then you've got, you know, you go to the sundae bar and you add like the sprinkles and the M&Ms and the fudge and the caramel. All of those extra pieces are what the plugins do. So with WordPress, there are over, last I looked the other day, there was 29,000 plugins.
29,000?
On the WordPress directory.
Wow.
Hopefully I've got my number right. I need to look again. Give or take a couple. It could be 30,000 by now. So there's that many plugins available. And for me, the plugins are the thing that takes your vanilla ice cream and makes it customized. It makes it yours. So you have the plugins that add functionality, like you know, adding some SEO plugins to help you with SEO, adding some social media plugins so that people can share your blog posts, adding wishlist member to make a membership site on your site or to sell content on your site, adding another plugin so you can sell digital products and people can download it all securely. All of those things is what WordPress offers that I haven't seen any other platforms do it or keep up with it. So that's one thing. And then there's also, I've never counted, but tons and tons, probably 30, 50,000 different themes, which in plain English means the look of your site. So, you know, where your banner is, where the menu is, how your fonts look, etc. The design and layout is your theme. And so you could choose a theme and then just customize it as well to to fit your brand, to fit your personality. Yeah. So that's why I like WordPress, and it's been around for 10 years, so they're not going anywhere, and there's so much that you could do with it. There's no restrictions where I find there's restrictions with other platforms.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I started blogging in 2004, I started on Typepad because I didn't know anything about WordPress, and, you know, it was easy.
Yeah,
I didn't. You know, it was really easy to set up. It was really easy to design to a degree. I could customize it a little bit, and they got, you know, more and more. You know, and I still have blogs on Typepad because I haven't really wanted to move over my thousands of posts. but now my primary site, denisewakeman.com, is on WordPress. I did do that. I moved that over a few years ago, and you know, it can do so much, and that's really what we want to be able to do as entrepreneurs and small business owners. We need to be able to customize a platform that works for our business, right?
Right. And then the other thing I find is I'll have a lot of potential clients come to me and say, Sandra, you know, I have this tech team, and I've been asking them to update my site and just update a few little things, just text things, and it's taking them weeks to do it. It's like, it shouldn't be that hard. And I'm not saying as an entrepreneur you should be doing all this stuff, but if you wanted to, because some of us are very creative, we come up with the ideas at 3 in the morning and we want to start implementing them, some of us. And so WordPress allows you to do that. Because if you could write an email, you can write a blog post. And if you could do that, you can update a page in your WordPress site. And it can be done like that. So you don't have to wait 3-4 weeks for it to be done anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's so great about blogging in general. And, you know, why I became an evangelist for blogging, you know, way back when. Like the day I set up my Typepad blog, I was like, oh my gosh, this has leveled the playing field for the entrepreneur. We don't have to hire, you know, expensive you know, designers, web people that charge $5,000 to, you know, set up a simple site. Mm-hmm. So we're on the same page there. So you talked about the plugins, and in an article that you did a guest post for me on my site at denisewakeman.com, you all should go and read that. You said that there are 600 plugins just for social sharing. That really shocked me. So what are your favorite plugins for sharing and just in general maybe?
Yeah, so there's Sociable, which I mentioned on the site, on the blog post. And what I like about that one is that you could put at the bottom of your blog post, at the top or on the left-hand side, all the different icons so people can share. And there's like different sizes and kind of images that you could choose from. So again, you can customize that a bit. And I've been using that plugin, I'm going to say it's probably been about 5 years already. I've been using it for a long time. It's very effective. The only thing I wish it had was more like analytics, like how many people did share from these buttons. But I know it's being shared, so that's fantastic. There's another one called, off the top of my head, it's called Facebook Toolbox. And so it's got the Facebook likes. You can put your Facebook page profile on the sidebar as well. And then there's, you know, the commenting. You could do the Facebook commenting right on your site. So there's that one as well. Those are my two favorites. And then there was one that I used to like called, well, I still like it. I just haven't used it. It's called Cute Social. And it would just put your icons down the side of your site. I don't know if I'm on the, this is probably the left over here, right? I'm on the mirror. So it would put the icons on the left, and then when people scroll down, it would follow them so that the icon, your profile icon, it's not your share, but your profile icon.
Oh, okay.
Kept following.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good because, of course, you want to have people, you know, the visitors to your site also be following you on your social media sites as well. So
absolutely.
That's good that those follow you around. I haven't seen that one. For me, I use DigDig for social sharing, and I like that as well. You can also do the top, the bottom, the side if you mm-hmm. want. And I was actually a guest on a Hangout last week or the week before maybe, and we talked only about plugins. And yeah, it was,
I like that conversation.
It was almost an hour just on plugins, and a couple of others that were talked about, I got to remember now, WP Socialite.
Yes.
Somebody talked about that, and I think he said that there were analytics on that. I think that was Ryan Hanley that talked about that. And another one was called Flare, which I like the look of that one also. So what else do you use for, what are your must-have plugins when you set up somebody's site or on your own site? What absolutely has to be there?
Ooh, why don't I log into my own site then? We could like really get down and dirty. I'll tell you off the top, for any site, two things are necessary right off the top. One is a good backup plugin, and the one that I use is Backup Buddy by iThemes. It not only backs up the actual theme, the plugins, but it backs up all your settings, all your posts, all your pages, so that if something horrific happened, you could always put it back together. I love and swear by that plugin, and then I schedule it to go in and back up my site 3 times a week. If you're blogging every day, maybe you want to update it every day. If you're not blogging every day, you could set it up to less than that. For me, I do it 3 times a week at the end of the day. So at like 5 p.m., it goes and backs up what I've done that day. And then also when you log in, it will then go on your dashboard if you've done a whole bunch of edits. Then it'll say hasn't been backed up yet, and you've done 32 edits since your last backup. So
yeah, that's a good feature.
Yeah, so I really like that. And then the one that I've been playing up, but the second thing you must please have is a plugin that will stop comment spam. So comment spam is not something you could block entirely. Because there's people who are being sneaky about it. There are things, you know, programs going on the web that just spamming on any form they can find. So whether it's a comment form or a contact us form, they'll do it. And then there are actual people who hire those in third world countries to go and look for blog posts and spam those. So they're actually human beings. So initially we were able to just block out all the people, all the like programs that were adding comments. Mm-hmm. Now we have this second factor of people who are being paid, real human beings, that are typing in these spam comments. So it's a matter of finding those. So one that I found that I'm using only the, right now I'm only using the blocking of the comments on it, but there's a whole bunch of other features. I just can't speak to it yet because I haven't played with it yet. But it's called WordPress Simple Firewall. And so in there, yeah, WordPress Simple Firewall, so there's like a whole bunch of other features in it. But what I've just used it for so far, because I'm in talks with the developer, he kept telling me that you just need to use this for your comments. And I'm like, I don't know, I've been using this other one, it was great. Then that one just flaked. And I've been using this, and I've had one comment come through that was spam, just one.
Wow.
So I used to get bombarded with emails, now it's just one. And so the reason why I also beg you to please put this in is what will happen is if you don't have a comment filter plugin in there, you'll end up with 300, 400, 500, 600 comments that need your attention to be marked as approved, trash, or spam it, you know, put it into spam. And I've had clients come to me, potential clients come to me and say, hey, we've never put in a comment filter, and this is what it is. And, you know, there were days where I would sit there and read everyone and just hit the spam button. And, you know, even my husband, so this is my, like, he has access to me 24/7. Says he got onto his blog the other day, and I'm like, you have 300 comment spam. And he's like, yeah, I just ignore them. I'm like, no, now I have to go through every one of these and make sure they're comment spam. So he's all set up, but, like, some people just tolerate them now. So please don't tolerate them. Just go through them.
Yeah, and you don't want that in your database. You don't want that in your, you know, just in your system. I mean, it will bulk up your system, and you just want to get rid of that.
Well, and it also eventually will slow you down.
Yeah.
So it'll slow down your site.
Okay, we have a question here that I want to show from Nikki. She says, one question I'd be so grateful if you could answer. I have a WordPress.com blog linked to my website. How easy would it be to transfer over to WordPress.org as I have very limited functionality with .com? That is a question that a lot of people get a lot of times. So, Nikki, thank you for asking that. Sandra? Yeah. What's your answer?
Great question, and I get this a lot, and I actually get a lot of people who even go a step before this and say, oh, I'm going to use WordPress, but I'm going to use the WordPress.com. So I'm going to explain the difference between WordPress.com and WordPress.org for those who don't know. WordPress.com is where you can get a free blog. Okay, so that sounds very sexy, and you kind of want to start gravitating there. But like Nikki experienced, there's a lot of limitations to that. You can't put in plugins, you can't edit certain places, you can't put HTML code in, so you can't even start a newsletter sign up or a registration of some sort. So WordPress.com is mostly for personal blog use, so if you wanted to blog about your weight loss or something like that, that's where you would go. Also, if they find out that you're using their free hosting to make money, to start a business, they can shut you down. Because they're paying for your hosting, and they feel that you could just buy your own hosting. So WordPress.org actually means that you're going to take an installation of WordPress, and you're going to have it installed on your .com address, or whatever your domain name is. Okay, so that sounds a little so techy, but it's actually pretty easy to do. I actually have a video on my YouTube channel on how to install hosting, or get your hosting and install WordPress. So once you have that installed, you can start your WordPress site. Now, Nikki, the good news for you is there's actually an exporting feature on WordPress.com. So you can go to Tools and export everything. And then once you've got your WordPress, well, I would actually set up your WordPress on your .com. And then once that's ready, then go and export everything so you have the latest and greatest. And then you could import it, go back to your one that you've just created, and go to Tools and import everything. So all of your posts, all your images, everything will be there. So it's actually pretty easy. If you need any help, just let us know. But yeah, that's the way it is with WordPress.com and switching it over to your own domain name.
Excellent. I just want to give a shout out here to Melanie Kissel. She's been answering people's questions. You didn't catch the names of the plugins. So she's been answering questions for us, which I really super appreciate. So thank you, Melanie. Backup Buddy was the backup one too. I think she answered that question as well. So
perfect.
Okay. So all right, visibility and traffic tips. What do you got for us?
Okay, so the thing about traffic I find is everyone is obsessed with getting traffic, but they don't really know why they want the traffic or what they want the traffic to do once they're there. So I gave this example many times where if I were to have a dinner party and I gave you my address, you would come and you'd ring the doorbell, correct? And I would answer the door and you walk into my foyer. Now, by me not telling you or directing you where I want you to go once you're on my site, that's like me staring at you when you're in my foyer, and you stare at me, and we have this awkward moment.
Yes.
Right? Is
what
it awkward?
What am I supposed to do?
What am I supposed to do?
Where am I supposed to go? I'm in your foyer now. What now?
Well, so what happens when someone's in your foyer? You take their coat, then you say to them, oh, you know, we're having... There's hors d'oeuvres in the family room, which is down the hall to the left. If you need the bathroom, it's down the hall to the right. And then we've got drinks. And then everyone perks up and goes, oh, drinks. And
where
that's down the hall, right? So that's what you need to do on your site, too. You need to direct them into where you want them to go next. So I always say there's at least give them three things, okay? Because you have the people that have never been to your site. Do you want them to sign up for your newsletter? Okay, so that's I've given you the first one. The other two are for you to figure out because every business is going to be different. So whether that's you want them to read your blog post to get to know you better, whether you want them to take a quiz, perhaps there's a nice starter kit that you put together that you want to sell to them, you want them to buy your book, you want them to sign up for a free strategy session. Whatever that is, make sure it's quite obvious on your site. Like you could even put arrows, but for me, like on my current site, which I'm revamping. It's the next project on my list now that the book has been birthed. I actually feel like I birthed this book. So what I have is I actually have three boxes, which are the three things I want people to do. I want them to buy the book. I want them to sign up for a call with me if they need any help. You know, those are the things that I know is where my clients come from. You know, it's either they want to do it themselves or they want us to do it for them. So those are at the top of the list. So that's something that you definitely want to put into your site for the traffic piece. Now, to get traffic, I will tell you that the more you blog, the more you will get traffic. Now, this is not so easy to do, and I myself have been suffering from no blog posts for a while, and that will change. But I will say that I had a client who would write a blog post every single day. Even on the weekends. Now, his clientele were employees that needed advice in terms of law. Okay, so not the most exciting subject, but definitely there was a need. So he would write every single day. And when I met him five or 6 years ago, he was at about 5,000 people coming onto his site per month, which is really good. The average site has less than 100 people coming in per day. So he was way above that. And when he started blogging every single day, he went up to 24,000 visits a month.
Wow.
That is amazing. That is amazing. So when you blog often, not only do you give people more reason to come back to you and see what's new, but you're putting in these like awesome keywords and information that people are Googling, you know, every single nanosecond of the day. So that's something to put out there. Once you've got a lot of blog posts out there, you'll be able to see in your statistics, and yes, statistics are important, and it's important that we look at them but not obsess over them, But when you look at them, you know, we would do a report for him every month that would be like, here are your top 10 blog posts this month. Here are your top 10 countries that came in, because that was important to him. Here are the words that people use to find you. And then I wrote this section underneath that said suggestions. And, you know, there were whatever was most popular. Obviously, they wanted that. So they wanted more. So I continuously was giving him blog post ideas, ironically, because I can't do that for myself, on what he should write about. And that just kept it going. So once you've got a lot of content, you'll know what people want and what's hot. So you can keep writing about it, because there's always fresh ideas, fresh strategies, new things in the news that you could then use in your blog post as well.
Right. Well, and the other thing is that when you have more content, you have more people sharing your content. So it kind of keeps rolling, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to quickly, we've got a few more questions that I want to get to, but first I want to say we're going to be giving away a copy of Sandra's book. See? Mm-hmm. Oops. Where am I? there. Okay. And so what I want you to do is type in the chat section. I want you to type, you know, I want to win. And we will do a random selection from everyone who types in, you know, I want to win a book. Or I want to win. Whatever you want.
Okay.
And now, how does that work for you, Sandra?
That works for me. Let's do
okay.
it.
Okay. And are we going to do a physical book, PDF, or Kindle?
I can't do a Kindle unless okay. you know how I can.
You can't really. No.
Yeah. So I'm going to say you have your choice of physical, and I'll ship it out to you, or a PDF version. So some people still like the physical books. Some people are done with them. So it's your choice. You win. You get to choose.
Okay, good. So type in the chat and on the event page, I want to win. And we will be giving it away to a lucky audience member. Okay, so let me do some more questions here. Trudy asks, hi, Denise and Sandra. What plugin do you use for creating landing and sales pages and connects to Constant Contact? Do you have an answer for that?
I'm going to say Trudy, and hello. There aren't too many that integrate with Constant Contact. My favorite is Optimized Press, and I looked, and they don't actually communicate with Constant Contact. So I'm sorry about that. But, you know, you could always create landing pages and sales pages right on your WordPress site without a different plugin or a different theme. So a lot of things are coming out with wide screen, or they're actually calling them landing pages, where it actually takes up the header and it makes the screen, the thing wide, so there's no sidebar, and it's just fully like a sales page ready to go for you. The only thing you'll need to do is like add the headline font and all that, but that's one thing you could do. So if you're really looking for an inexpensive solution, that's one, and then you can always just put Constant Contact in there. Unfortunately, the thing with Constant Contact I've found is that they're always so behind in technology that a lot of different systems are having a hard time connecting and integrating with them because they're behind the pack in technology.
Yeah, that would be my thing, experience too. I've been using the landing page feature on my theme, you know, and then I can just create whatever I want there. But I like that it, you know, doesn't have any of the sidebar or top or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our next question is from Sid. I'm looking for a new theme. I've heard Genesis is a good one to build on. Your thoughts?
So Genesis and I don't get along, just from my own technical thing. I actually have someone on my team that loves and adores Genesis, and so we have this, like, ongoing battle. Just for me, Genesis, they make beautiful themes. They're great. If you're going to do it yourself or you're going to hire someone to do it, make sure they really know Genesis, because there's things that they have called hooks. That means when you're trying to customize something, you've got to put it in their language, in their way, in the plugin. And for me, that's just too much hassle. One of my favorites for themes is SoloStream, solostream.com. I love them. That's my current theme. That's probably going to be my next theme will either be a solo stream theme or my team is going to build it from scratch. That's my next project, which I'm excited about. Can't wait for a new site.
I use, my site's built on Genesis, and I haven't had any issues with it, but I'm not the one who does any of the work on it either. So, yeah, I love their, the back end that they have. They're constantly keeping up with the technology so that, you know, a lot of things are built in now, like Google Authority, Google Authorship, I mean, so that it connects with your Google Plus profile. They do have a lot of SEO built in that you don't have to think about it. And they also have amazing child themes. And so the child theme is built on top of the Genesis framework. And I just love the designs that they come up with. So for me, you know, it works, but somebody else does all the tech stuff.
Yeah, and their designs are beautiful. I've been following them for years. Their designs are absolutely beautiful, and really, they keep up with technology, which I love. And there's quite a few out there that do. But yeah, Genesis, SoloStream, iThemes, even in ThemeForest, you'll find a lot of great different designs as well.
Yeah. Okay. Here's we've got a lot of people who want to win, but first I want to get to another answer. Please ask Sandra to speak toward the number of plugins recommended to add to a site and how plugins may or may not affect site performance. Great question, Richard. Thank you for asking that.
Richard, that is fabulous. This is a great question because I am a self-proclaimed plugin-aholic. and I don't want a 12-step program. I actually love being addicted to plugins. But that means I need to know when to draw the line. So there is a plugin for absolutely everything that you need, but when you get to a certain point, and I'll tell you the number, although it's not a magic number, it always depends on the plugin, but when you get to a certain point, it starts to slow down your system if you've got too many plugins. Some plugins, in the way they're coded, they will, when someone starts up your site, that means that everything will, so they go on to your site, that all the plugins will be activated, like something will start running, and that will slow down the performance. Why does it do that? So the way that WordPress works is it's picking up your header file, and then it displays that. It picks up your sidebar, picks up this and that, and if it's trying to load plugins, it just takes longer. So I found that when a client gets to, 25, let's say. 25 will be, I'm going to say, the magic number. It could be as lower than that. It could be 20, where it starts to perform slowly. There are certain plugins that just eat up everything. But anyways, that's something to think about. 25, 20 plugins. And then it's always about reviewing the plugins you have. Are you seriously still using it? I've been to client sites where I've looked and I thought, okay, well, this plugin's really old. Are they really using it? And turns out they're not. So we deactivate them and delete them, and that, quickens things up a bit.
Yeah. Okay, so, Sandra, we have quite a few entries for the book winner. Do you want to give me a number between 1 and 25 to pick?
Yes, my favorite number is 17.
Okay, hang on a second so I can find number 17.
I could have made it easy and chose number 2 for you, but I'm sorry.
That's all right. Hang on. Okay. The winner is... Just a minute.
This is my drum roll.
The winner is... if I can pull it up here, that would be helpful. The winner is Cindy Harley.
Woohoo, Cindy!
Woohoo! So, Cindy, you and Sandra can connect and figure out what you want and how to get it. How's that?
Perfect. Congrats,
okay.
Cindy.
Congratulations, Cindy. Okay, so we're at 35 minutes after the hour, and usually I try to stop around this time. This is very popular. You're very popular, Sandra.
Thank you.
Do you have time to take one or two more
questions?
Or okay, so let me see what we've got here. Here's one from Penny Claytel. Do you prefer FUBAR or Hello Bar, or maybe there's something else?
There are a couple of different plugins that do this. So what they do is on the top of your screen, they just show a bar with some sort of offer or something to point people into the different direction. So for me, I was using Hello Bar for quite some time, and my different sites had different things. So it could be you're pointing them to your newsletter. It could be you're pointing them to a next event that you're offering. It's something to another, and you're pointing them to a link. I have not used FUBAR. I've used Hello Bar, and what I loved about Hello Bar was, again, the statistics, the analytics. So they send an email every week, that says how things have gone and if people have clicked it or not. And what I loved about that was I wanted to test how all those things were doing. So if I was, you know, for a couple weeks I'd put out my newsletter. But let's say the newsletter just wasn't grabbing people enough. I knew I had to either change the wording to attract more attention, or I just needed to change the whole thing altogether. If I was running a program, or like Denise runs all of her incredible Adventures in Visibility hangouts, you know, that's something that she could say, like, the next one is on this date, and here's who it is. Now, you have a limited space, but still enough space to put something great like that in there. So for me, Hello Bar is one. I've seen another plugin recently that does it as well, but I think Hello Bar did it better.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have used FUBAR and Hello Bar, and FUBAR is a premium plugin, so it does. You do have to pay a small fee to get it, and I actually liked it better than Hello Bar because there was much more functionality to it, and you also get statistics. So there's more customization that you can do that I recall. I don't have it on my site right now because I redesigned my site, and so I've been experimenting with other things, but I like FUBAR. So, and Hello Bar works too. All right, so let's take one more question. Just one more, because I know you've got a lot to do, and you have, why don't you tell us about your book and where to find it while I find the last question.
Sure, and I remember the other plugins, so I'm going to put a link to that in a minute too. So my book is a step-by-step book to guide you through installing WordPress. If you already have WordPress, how to make it better, how to add different plugins for monetizing, for SEO, for statistics, anything like that to really help you with your business and kind of expand how your WordPress site is doing. And you can get it at wpblogsites.com/wordpress-book. That's wpblogsites.com. Let me put that in here as well. WP blog sites. I can't type while I'm under pressure. WordPress book. And in there it also has links if you want to buy it for your Kindle. There's PDF version, and then there's physical. And actually there is no charge for shipping for the physical books. And then the Kindle and the PDF are further reduced in price as well. So you can go and check that out. Did I make that link? Yeah, perfect. So go for it. Thank you.
Okay. So here's our last question from Charmaine. Is there a good plugin to put up a slideshow of pictures of your posts on your site?
Yeah, okay, perfect, because I have this one up and going. There is one called Slideshow, made by iThemes. That's a good one. And then there is one called Slides, also made by SlideThemes. And then there's another one called Rotating Images. So have a look at those based on what you need. If you need links in them, if you need words that kind of float on top of them, those are three different options for you.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. So, Sandra, thank you very much. This has been an adventure in WordPress.
Oh, I might have to steal that, Denise.
Okay, that's fine. You know, I have lots of different kinds of adventures. So, you know, the last time I was in Toronto, I saw a sign that said "An Adventure in Cheese," and I really liked that because I love cheese. So, there's lots of ways to have an adventure for sure.
Absolutely.
But I want to thank you for spending your time here today. And actually, this is the kickoff for your book tour, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You were the first.
I was the first. Woo! I like being the first. So, we've been talking about your book for quite a while, and I'm really glad that it is out for the world as the third edition of Does This Blog Site Make My Wallet Look Fat? And I want to tell you that the fat part of your wallet comes from the conversion. You get the traffic, and then you convert that traffic into what you're selling. So that's really the fat part. The calls to action, I don't want to let that go by because, you've got to set up the blog correctly, appropriately, optimized, and know what you're doing with the traffic, like Sandra talked about, and then you got to know what your calls to action are and encourage that conversion so that people are putting money in your wallet, right?
Fatten it up.
So, thank you, and everyone go out and get the book, wpblogsites.com/, what is it, WordPress-book?
Yes.
Okay, it's on the chat there. So thank you again,
awesome.
Sandra. I appreciate your time and being here with us today. So, adios, everyone.
I appreciate all the visibility you have given me on this book as well. So you're awesome.
Thank you. You're awesome too. Okay, take care, everyone. Have an adventurous day.
Bye.